Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Owen Jones is starting a civil war in the Labour Party, and I'm here for it. I like watching the Labour Party tear itself apart because I don't like the Labour Party at all. This comes essentially from a schism that has happened since the departure of Jeremy Corbyn, his what I'm going to call the communist faction of the Labour Party versus the Blairite faction, of course headed by Keir Starmer, which has recently regained control of the Labour Party and is seeking to expunge the parasite of the Corbynites. But before we go on, if you want to support us, you can go to listseats.com and check out some of the premium content we've got there, such as Nietzsche's Critique of Critical Race Theory, which I did recently because I've read a lot of Nietzsche and I've read a lot of critical race theory, and it occurs to me that Nietzsche would have a lot of interesting things to say about CRT, particularly in the way that they express a will to power. And the reason that I include this as the promotion on this segment is because this is what Owen Jones is attempting to do. Weaponize what is effectively a sort of modern version, or a sort of, you know, the intersectional version of critical race theory, with a will to power to try and oust Keir Starmer. And it's not going to work because Owen Jones is not very competent. But anyway, so it begins with Owen Jones encouraging people to harass Keir Starmer in the street. You'd think that Owen Jones, a man who has been harassed in the street and beaten up for being who he is, might have thought that was a bad strategy.
Yeah, but then the moral standards of repressive tolerance only flow one way.
Yes, exactly. Owen Jones tweeted out yesterday, if you see Keir Starmer out and about, call him what he is, a con man and a liar, and film it. Enough of letting our politicians getting away with this grotesque level of dishonesty.
Right. So I don't disagree with heckling politicians because they are mostly con men and liars. My objection is actually filming it because you're being a performative clown. Like, stop posting things politically online. Just either withdraw your vote. We should be voting for Labour in the first place. They're a bunch of communists.
Obviously.
But also, excoriating them verbally is perfectly fine. But don't do it because you want social media clout. It's just pathetic.
Yeah, but Owen Jones wants to make hay out of it.
Oh, of course.
But Janice here says, look, Owen Jones is seriously encouraging his million followers to harass politicians in the street. Maybe outside his home, less than a year after David Armas was stabbed. Has he lost his mind? Yeah, because all he does is spend his time on Twitter in his little communist echo chamber, radicalizing himself against whatever's closest. And initially it was the Conservatives, but Labour are now totally out of power and don't even have like any particular sway in the parliament because the Conservatives have a massive majority. So what has Owen Jones got to rage against now? What can he feel that he can exercise agency of now? Well, the Labour Party is the only thing left that Owen Jones can exercise any sort of agency on. And so he is going to exercise his will to power over Keir Starmer, which is okay. Owen Jones, of course, deleted that tweet because it looks really bad. But he does have reasons for hating Keir Starmer. Keir Starmer was only a communist in his youth. In his latter days, Keir Starmer decided to become a Blairite, which is very indicative of the sort of continuum between, and I believe, wasn't Tony Blair quite a radical left-winger in his youth as well?
I believe so, because Keir Starmer, I know, ran the Trotskyist newspaper at university, so he was a...
Yes, but this shows you the continuum between communism and Blairism. You know, it's just a matter of time. It's a matter of decades.
Blairism is the realpolitik version of communism.
That's correct. But anyway, so he complains, obviously, that Keir Starmer is a professional con man. Because he sacked Transport Minister Sam Tarry for standing in solidarity with the rail strikes. Now, Keir Starmer actually defended himself on this and said, no. Sam Tarry was sacked because he booked himself onto media programs without permission, then made up policy on the hoof. Now, I don't care if that's a lie or that's true. I don't care about any of these things. I mean, how do you feel about the rail strikes?
I think that... utterly incompetent and unfair, because if you weren't a socialist, and Mick Lynch is a self-avowed socialist, you'd be arguing for across-the-board tax cuts and anti-inflationary measures, because it would make it less expensive for everyone. Mm. But because they know that the government's in their back pocket after 2 years of rail subsidies with COVID, they know they can hold the country to ransom, and then the taxpayer has to pick up the costs of that.
So. Yes. But anyway, saying that Blairism is... communism's realpolitik is actually a really good way of framing it as well, because the next critique of Keir Starmer being evil to the Labour Party is that he had promised that he wanted to nationalise public utilities, which he mentioned on his campaign to become the leader. And the thing is, I don't even disagree with him here, because I hate the way that our train services are being run. He said in 2020, public services should be in public hands, not making profits for shareholders. Support of common ownership of rail, mail, energy and water, and outsourcing to our NHS. So I don't agree with all that. The rail, I do agree with, because it's a natural monopoly. So, you know, it would be better. And at the moment, our rail companies are being owned by the French and the Germans. So we have the most expensive transport in Europe. And the money that we pay is going to France and Germany. So I actually do agree with that. The rest of it, I think... I could leave, to be honest. But the rail is a natural monopoly, so there is a capitalist argument for that. But of course, come 2022, he's like, well, look, it's very hard to see how you can nationalise within the fiscal rules. And so they're like, oh, see, you're an evil traitor. And what this is him coming and looking and saying, well, look, realistically, through the lens of realpolitik, there's nothing I can do to do with that. But notice how much greyer Keir Starmer is in the last 2 years. Isn't that interesting? Because it's not like he's in government.
No.
It's not like he's running the country. No. He's having enough trouble running his own party.
It's the stress of talking to all those focus groups, I would imagine.
It's the stress of dealing with Owen Jones, basically. And so, of course, the Blairites aren't happy that Owen Jones is, as the last Blairite here says, Owen Jones proving he's an abusive, aggressive, invasive behaviour is fine as long as you believe the target deserves it. Yeah.
I actually have a story about Owen Jones.
Oh, God.
So at the Conservative Party conference, he was running around the conference floor after hours.
I remember when he did this, yeah.
And he was desperate to interview a woman because no one would talk to him.
Right.
And he ran to my girlfriend and started berating her. And she went, well, can you remove the clip, please? Because like that was just rude. And he said, no, I've not had any other women keep it. Begged her. She cut it. And so he was running around still frustrated. And I didn't know her at the time. So this was just like not long after he'd talked to her. And he was running around and he just saw me sitting down waiting for an interview. And he just took one look at me and went, and just walks away. And it's like, oh, okay, you can pick on women, that's fine, but as soon as it comes to blokes, that's no, you don't want to risk running your mouth, mate.
But the point for the last Blairite is, yes, that is exactly Owen Jones's perspective, and as you said, this is what repressive tolerance is, and it's really winding them up, apparently. A lot of I didn't even know before we did this that there was such thing as a Keir Starmer supporter, but I found a load, because Owen Jones managed to sort of stir up the bog water enough that they came up from the bottom of the pit. But so this chap's just like, look, Owen Jones is going way too far with this. It's like, yeah, well, you're the centrist Blairite in a party that contains about 30% communists because of Jeremy Corbyn. And it's like, what did you like? It's waking up in bed with a snake and being like, I've been bitten by this snake.
But also, again, the nature of the snake is to bite. Don't go telling people to harass them on the street. I don't care if it's Steve Bray. What's Steve Bray's brand been since?
I mean, that's his entire job that he gets crowdfunded for.
Yeah. So just shut up. Shut up, yes. Rose in the bio.
Yes. But the point is, you're lying in bed with a snake, or you're crossing the river with a scorpion, and the scorpion is stabbing you in the back. And you're like, I can't believe the scorpion. He just told me he wouldn't. It's like, lol. Yeah. Lamau. Yeah, he will do that because it's in their nature, you see. Why the Labour Party would allow Owen Jones, a communist, in their party is beyond me. But, I mean, I think that just tells you everything you need to know about Labour. Anyway, moving on. It is indeed shocking when people are like, well, hang on a second. What if I had tweeted this about Owen Jones? Like, yes. Yes, he is given a special class of privileges that you aren't. I mean, like, he was harassed by James Goddard. Do you remember the video of Owen Jones being chased around
the
by
gammon,
the gammons, yes. Yeah. And he was clearly freaking out. And all they were doing was exactly what he was asking for Keir Starmer. They were wandering after him, being like, ooh, you know, getting in his face and recording it. Owen Jones freaked out. James Goddard got banned from London.
What?
He's not allowed within the M25.
I mean, to be fair, having lived in London all my life, that's a blessing.
I'm not saying that it's not. But what I'm saying is it's one rule for one and another rule for another. And Owen Jones is proving that point. And as other people have pointed out, well, look, it's, you know, two MPs have actually been murdered in the last like 5 years. Come on, Owen. You know, maybe we should be trying to lower the temperature slightly. Keir Starmer might be an irredeemable, slimy liar, which, again, most politicians are. And you've been doing politics for long enough, Owen, that you should probably know that by now. But yeah, anyway, you know, let's carry on. Let's go to the next one. Owen Jones, when he was targeted by James Goddard, was like, oh, we can't, we've got to take this seriously. We can't let them win. It's like, Owen, you are literally the biggest hypocrite in the world. Not that that matters. Of course, you don't care that you're a hypocrite. I'm not suggesting you should, because no one thinks a communist is going to be moved by allegations of being a hypocrite. But anyway, he deleted the tweet, obviously, and then decided, right, I'm still going to double down on this, though. So I'm going to reframe it. And this is the video he put up afterwards.
Right.
Keir Starmer is a professional political con man. Don't use those words lightly. In order to become leader of the Labour Party, he made a series of solemn commitments, pledges, he called them, which were radical domestic policies and party unity. Now, he didn't just slightly break that mandate, or mostly break the mandate. He has brazenly, overtly delivered the exact opposite of what he said he would be as Labour leader. Now, I know most of the media have let them get away with this because their view is lying your way into crushing the left and conning your way into crushing them. That's good politics. I know his army of supporters online, the most tedious, ridiculous Waitrose customers that you will ever come across, they think it's all fine because they don't believe in anything. They made their entire political identity Brexit and stopping Brexit for years and now support someone who advocates the hardest form a Brexit possible. Stockholm Syndrome does not cover it for these people. But the fact is, that is the truth. He is a con man. He is not someone anyone can trust. He is somebody who lies as a matter of course in order to secure power. He's not fit to be leader of the Labour Party and he's not fit to be Prime Minister of the country. And I don't care how much that annoys the most tedious people on the internet because it's the truth.
Okay, so a few points on this video, right? One, man, Owen's looking rough.
Yeah.
Really rough. Like, I don't know what he's been doing over the weekend.
Or who.
Or how many of them. But he is looking like he needs to have...
A nap.
A nap, yeah. A quiet weekend, right? Second thing is, you're a multi-millionaire best-selling author. Going, oh, of course he is.
Multi-millionaire?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God,
didn't you know this?
No.
Like, he sold something like, you know, 500,000 copies of one book.
That's a lot of coasters.
I know. That's a lot of doorstops and toilet paper. But the point is, he's got a lot of money. And, okay, well, congratulations as a capitalist, Owen. I'm very pleased for your success. But then, oh, Keir Starmer's waitress. Sorry. Should we ask Susan Michie about communism, shall we? Communists are way richer than Waitrose customers, okay? You know, they're insufferably middle class. I agree, but you're worse. So stop right there. Third, you're... Positing your opinion as truth. It's like, okay, that's the truth of your opinion, but my opinion is, shove it. But fourth, Keir Starmer's done what? He's not had the opportunity to do anything. He hasn't been the Prime Minister.
Well, he's been driving Tory policy just a few weeks ahead of it.
Well, I guess there is that.
Rishi Sunak, 5 months later, adopted his windfall tax just without the VAT cut, and then now he's promising the VAT cut. So
I guess there's that. Keir Starmer, the puppeteer in chief. Yeah. But, like, officially, Keir Starmer has had no office to do anything. So he's like, he's gone back on all these promises. Like, he hasn't done anything, Owen. He hasn't had the opportunity to do anything. He doesn't have any actual power at this point. which is your problem, surely, with them not being in government. But anyway, so literally going off on one. He's a liar, a con man, a joke. I mean, he's rescinded all nothing, basically, because he's not done anything. He's just not saying the things you want to hear said, right? But again, he keeps going on, look, I'm reframing. I'm not saying harass Keir Starmer in public. I'm just saying I really don't like him, blah, 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 blah. So, okay. And so then people like Han Earn, like, a bit of decorum might be useful, perhaps. He's like, no, it's good to be mean. So is it? It's good to be mean, is it? Those seeking to conflate heckling a politician, one of the oldest, most basic forms of dissent a democracy has, to violence, are not only being cynical, they're undermining democracy. There's nothing wrong with heckling politicians.
I don't disagree, but when you do it, you're impotent. Because he's not in power. You're not going to get in power. You're a bunch of useless communists. And if you're trying to lead by example, you look terrible.
Well, that's the point as well, isn't it? It's like, why would you heckle the opposition party? They're not the ones making the decisions. Like, you're not saying heckle the Tories.
No.
You're saying heckle your own party. It's like, this is not very productive. Don't get me wrong, I want you to carry on.
Yep.
Because I want the Labour Party to destroy itself. So maybe something good can rise from the ashes. But again, just carries on spewing bile onto the internet about his own party. The crew now running the Labour Party are just genuinely horrible people because of this interview by this chap. And it's just, okay, Owen, I agree. That's, if anything, what the Conservative Party should use as their next political advert. Mm. Owen Jones, the people running the Labour Party are genuinely horrible people. Great, great statement.
Well,
I agree.
I agree with him when he said crushing the left is the best kind of politics. Yeah, I want that on a t-shirt.
I might clip that, yeah. just use that as a clip at the end of every video.
Yeah.
You know?
It reminds me once, I did an article for The Express when Extinction Rebellion put the reef on the Senator.
Oh, yeah.
And they got so mad about it, they screamed at me directly on Twitter for a day. And then they went over to our website, which was the BCA, and they said, the BCA, the largest student activist network, etc., in the UK for the environment. And so we just put that as an endorsement on our website, just cropped the tweet.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing at all. No. Anyway, and just to be clear, right, it looks like Keir Starmer's faction is just going to win by just being quiet on this, because Owen Jones is making a public disgrace of himself, and they're complaining about it. This is just some leftist complaining about this, being like, any Labour spokesman on the media has to now explain why Labour's pay policy seems to be you should have a real-time terms pay cut, and perhaps explains why no Labour shadow minister was available for media this morning. Yeah, well, why go and get out and get stuck in this mess? Why not just be quiet until Owen Jones has ruined himself in public, which seems to be what's happening?
I'm just impressed that Steve Baker turned up to the picket there on the front.
Yeah, me too.
Look like him.
Yeah, it does. Wait, isn't
it? No. God knows. It's a bit of a doppelganger moment, isn't it?
I didn't even notice. That's not even a bit of a doppelganger. Yeah, is he moonlighting as a communist? I'm not going to get into it. But anyway, so that's Owen Jones has decided to start a nice civil war in the left over really petty reasons, and I'm living for it.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site. For example, this video, the premium hangouts we do with premium members on our cyberpunk dystopia, which me and Carl did together. If you want to follow what else I'm putting out, you can follow me on Getter at Callum on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.